coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Greg Gard. The Badgers are 9-2 on the season and ranked number 17 in both the AP and USA Today Sports coaches polls. Wisconsin will host Green Bay on Wednesday before wrapping up non-conference play against Florida A&M on December 23rd. Coach Gard, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate it. Just give us some opening thoughts about your team, if you wouldn't mind, and then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Well, I think obviously we had a very good non-conference win on Saturday at Marquette. I think we're a team that's growing and it's gotten better. We've played a terrific schedule in terms of the people we've played and what we've seen, both the neutral court in Maui and here at home with Syracuse and Oklahoma, and then obviously at Creighton and at Marquette. So, you know, we're pretty well tested. I think we're improving. We've gotten better over the last month, but still have a ways to go. But I really like my team and how eager they are and how hungry they come every day to try to get better, and knowing that we've, you know, have accomplished a fair amount, but we've got a long ways to go in terms of where we can be.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please, Darla.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Jeff Patricus, Journal Sentinel.
Hey, Greg, how are you doing?
Hey, good, Jeff.
Hey, just something I forgot to touch on. The turnover totals, I know it's just a small sample of the last three games, but you guys have really cut those down from where they were earlier in the season, which I know was a point of emphasis. What are the factors in your mind that have led to that happening?
Well, I think we're making better decisions. We're not trying to force passes into places that they shouldn't be going. I think we've gotten better in terms of the angles that we're trying to use to feed post players or cutters. I think we've gotten better in terms of ball fakes and playing off 2 feet. We talk a lot about playing with 2 hands and 2 feet. I think just now that we've been able to get some things on film and see what you can get away with and what you can't, we've also made sure everybody's held accountable for those type of decisions. I know that trying to play a little bit quicker and playing more guys, there's going to be times where there's going to be a couple more here or there. But, I think we're trending in the right direction. It's never something you call mission accomplished, because you're only as good as what you're going to be in your next practice or next game. But I think we're getting better, better than we were, like I said, 3-4 weeks ago. But still, I'd like to cut them back even more if we can.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Jim Posen, Wisconsin State Journal.
Morning, Greg.
Hey, Jim. How we doing?
Good. Hey, it was obviously your debut last year was against Green Bay. There was a lot going on around that time. That was a crazy game. Is that game a little bit of a blur as you look back on it?
Probably not as much of a blur now as it was then. As I've gone, everything's, I think, has kind of come back to, I remember, obviously I remember 26 turnovers, and I haven't even gotten all the way through our game film last year to relook at it again. So, I think we've just overall, everything is much more solidified, obviously, much more entrenched in terms of what we're doing and those type of things. Obviously, it was a major transition that we were trying to undertake at that point in time. And, I obviously remember the fans' welcome as I walked on the floor and all the well wishes that I had received in the prior days to that. So, it was a bittersweet time, obviously, for me personally, too, with what we had gone through with my dad, and then to have that transpire and him not be able to be there to see it. So, but I think we're in a much better place. I know we're in a much better place now. Just excited about this group and where they can be and what we can still accomplish.
Thank you.
You bet.
Your next question is from Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Greg. I'm just wondering, when you guys were recruiting Nigel Hayes, did you have were you part of that recruitment? Did you play any sort of active role in landing him?
Not too much. It was mostly Lamont Paris, who's now my associate head coach.
Okay. Well, and either way, then, what was the feeling like in the program when he signed? Because I know he was kind of a player that just got better every year in high school and wasn't maybe the biggest recruit, but what did you guys think about when you signed him and when you finally got him in the program?
Well, I think we saw the potential and what he could be if he continued to work. And, I don't know if I would ever envision you know, whatever he's at, 1,200 points, or, you know, he's climbing the school's all-time list and things that he's accomplished here. You know, we saw a very good player who had a chance to – he was kind of a combo forward, or could be a combo forward, between a four and a three, and I think he's evolved. You know, he played more five than three his first 2 years, and then last year was kind of transitioned a little bit more to the perimeter. And you know, but he's obviously been a very good player for us, and probably has developed as we thought. You know, I watched him some in AAU during the summers when he was playing, and you know, you knew he had a big body that as he took advantage of the college weight room and the whole program that way, that would change and transform into something even better. But I think he's, you know, he's understood for the most part what makes him good, and has continued to work on areas that he struggled with earlier in his career. Obviously has done a very good job for us.
Thank you.
Yes.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Don Doxick, Quad City Times.
Yeah, Coach, good morning. I'm just wondering
if you
could talk a little about Ethan Happ and his development. Has he expanded his game or improved in many areas this season?
Well, I think the one area he's really improved in is physically. He's much better. He's in better shape. He's stronger. And everything you would expect to happen from a year of experience that he went through last year. And I think the other thing, he's more consistent. He got a little bit of foul trouble early on Saturday, really for the first time all year, but he's been much more consistent this year. And again, for someone that had the experience he did last year, and he went through some ups and downs a year ago. It was even within a game from media timeout to media timeout that he would fluctuate in terms of his production. And I think he's become much more consistent from that standpoint. Part of that is his experience. I think part of it is also physically too. He's much better than he was a year ago.
Coach Gard, we appreciate your time this morning. Good luck this week.
All right. Thank you.